Well, I wouldn't be shocked if Max Homa was on one of those.
Sure, why
because
not?
I believe he'll be down at the Waste Management, and then maybe he wants to hop over to the Super Bowl as well. He's coming off a great weekend at Torrey Pines, his sixth win on tour. Here he is, PGA professional, Max Homa. How you doing, Max?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you. We're doing great, man. We're putting the cart before the horse. We're looking a few weeks down the line, but I'm assuming you'll be at the Waste Management. Are you planning on popping over to the Super Bowl if possible, or do you even think that far ahead?
No, I'm not going. I'm gonna watch that from the comfort of my own couch.
Okay, all right.
Nothing wrong with that.
I would have thought for sure you would be at the Super Bowl. A bunch of the fellas would be going. No.
I imagine there's got to be a handful of guys going, but watching the Super Bowl, getting to see the commercials, it's a treat in itself. So.
Yeah, that's true. Obviously, you're coming off an incredible weekend at Torrey. That's your sixth professional win, your fifth in the last couple of years. You're a Cali guy. You love playing in California. How cool was that on Saturday, you going low and winning that tournament?
Yeah, man, that was a special one for me. Just I've been going to that tournament. I went there when I was in high school. Obviously, getting to watch Tiger win it a billion times was, you know, it was in the back of my mind. So it was awesome. I had a good crowd. It was the most my family has ever been in attendance at one of my wins. So it was just a special, special week for me.
Max, we were talking earlier in the show about Ryder, who was the leader going into the final round. You're one of the top elite players now. What is the mindset of you guys? Are you guys just like, we got to test this guy to see what he's all about? Hasn't won, just see what kind of jam he's got? Like, how do you approach it?
Yeah, I was so many back, but it's such a hard course. I just figured if I played a solid round of golf somewhere between like 3 and 5 under, at least make him have to beat me. It's hard to do what he was doing, you know, leading basically after every single day. That's exhausting. So you kind of hope, you need help, but you hope that he's going to, you know, slow down or give you some wiggle room. And fortunately, you know, he gave us a little bit, but he obviously played some great golf. It's just a very demanding golf course to play in the lead for 4 days in a row.
Well, how much of that mentality going into a final round is focused solely on the leader, and how much of it is focused on the other guys around there, which included guys like Rahm, who's on fire right now, Morikawa, who's on fire at the gala, Sungjae Im, Jason Day was kicking around, Keegan Bradley. I mean, there were a lot of sharks in the water. Do you solely focus on the leader, or do you understand that, you know, there's a pecking order and you kind of keep your eye on multiple players atop the leaderboard?
I was actually paying more attention just to my own round. Like I said, I was so far back, I had to just play a good round of golf and then worry about that when I got like a little bit closer to the end of the round. So once I got to like 14, 15, 16, I definitely got a little bit more into, okay, hey, you know, Keegan's here, Sam's here, Colin's here. And then, I don't know, that's just kind of how I approached that one.
Max, what have you done the last couple of years for the success? Did you kind of make an assessment of your game saying, I need to be better on the greens, I need to do this? What did you do to kind of propel yourself to the next level?
Kind of everything, I guess you could say. I did, had to get better at chipping, had to get a bit better off the tee, had to get better at putting. So golf is this is just the most, like, I'm not going to say it's the hardest sport in the world, but there's just so many variables that you always got to be working on something. So even now, I mean, it's not like I leave and I'm like, oh, I figured it out.
Yeah.
I like to get a little bit better at every area. So I attribute a lot of it just to hard work, but it was just in every facet. I think everybody goes through that. There's ebbs and flows of weeks where your swing feels perfect. There's ebbs and flows where it feels like you're never going to hit a good shot ever again. So it's a maddening game.
I saw you with the earbuds in talking to Trevor Immelman. Did you like that? Did you want to do that? Was it your idea? What was behind that? Like, not a lot of guys would be willing to do that during a tour event. What went into that?
It was partially my idea, part the tour, part CBS. Everybody was working together to do more mic'd up stuff. I just told them, I was like, hey, listen, I don't think that the players like doing the 18-hole mic'd up. It's just too much. So I didn't mind it. It was cool. Like I was planning to do it for a month now, so I was looking forward to doing something new, and I guess like not exactly groundbreaking, but just like a little bit new, you know, going talking to the broadcasting team instead of, you know, just them being able to hear you. You could have like a little mini interview, I guess, a little walk and talk. So it was exciting to, I don't know, it was like, some kind of, it was unique. So it was fun to be a part of that.
Yeah, we're chatting with Max Homa. I caught that live, too, and it was on a par five. You hit a great tee shot. Like, how different might the conversation have been if you blew one wide right? And Immelman's got to be like, what happened here? You know, like the fact that you knew you were in a prime spot probably made that interview and the walk up a little easier.
Yeah, but I was committed to make sure that I was on my best behavior.
Yeah, it was a long walk too, man. Like you're lucky you're in shape because it could have been a huff and puff.
I was huffing and puffing. I was trying my hardest to make sure people couldn't hear me wheezing.
You were talking about that tee shot, saying like the caddy. Is there like a rule out there your caddies don't want you hitting draws or hooks or whatever? It's like the butter cut. Like the butter cut is like the one that doesn't get in trouble or what?
That's just for me. I just don't draw the ball very well. So we have a semi-strict rule of, hey, if we're really going to hit a draw, it needs to be the right time. And if we really need it, you know, so in that case, didn't need to be going after it like that.
Yeah, it's a cool you know, addition, I think, to the broadcast. They've been doing it in Europe forever. They'll have like reporters on the course and they'll walk up holes with different players. How much of that is the kind of PGA versus LIV stuff? Like, do the players is there a conscious effort to kind of change the way the sport is broadcasted, or how does that affect everything?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I can't say for sure, but yeah, maybe they're looking to just like kind of make it more unique and adds, you know, fan excitement to what we're doing. I can't say again for sure, but it would be a coincidence of timing if not.
Right.
After a big win, you get the night off. After that, did you get an opportunity to maybe have a good time with your family and friends?
I did. We don't have Molson down here, but I drank the other ones.
Okay. Yeah, we can get that down to you, I'm sure. And yeah, that's like, how do you feel about the Wednesday through Saturday tourney? I think it's the only time all year you guys do that.
Yeah, it's rare. It's rare that I actually get to go out and party with my friends after. Usually it's a Monday and a work day. So that was a huge benefit, not so much to my liver, but it was a huge benefit in general.
Well, listen, obviously it was an incredible run. You're gearing up for a great year. A lot of people were buzzing, you know, connecting the L.A. Country Club, home of the U.S. Open. I think you still have the course record there, do you not, Max? Didn't you shoot 61 there in college?
I think I've heard that somebody shot 59, so I think that one's off the board.
Okay, but that must make you, I mean, obviously that's a few majors down the road, but like, how do you think your game's shaping up here for the majors right around the corner?
I wish one of them started tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, we can tell you're golfing,
I mean,
right
it's
now.
Good. I haven't had great success in them, but I am. I'm looking forward to this season. I think I finally have my game in the right spot to feel a little bit more confident going into them, and I've played enough of them now to just feel comfy in my prep towards them.
Well, before we get you out of here, I can kind of tell you're teeing it right now. What are you at?
Sorry.
What is your score right now? Like just playing with your buddies, non-tour event.
A few under. We got two holes to play. 17's a bear, so I'm hoping to finish at. I'll take three under right now and be pretty happy.
Okay. What course are you playing?
Papago. There's a skins game today. It was supposed to be. We were supposed to be done by now, but the front nine took a long, long time. But we're closing in on the 18th hole here pretty soon.
Okay.
Is there other good players that are wondering why the hell you have to participate in a skins game and take all their money?
I don't care if they. I mean, you got to beat the man in front of you. So
yeah,
it's a good test for all of us.
That's perfect. Well, enjoy the last couple of holes. Congrats again on a great win at Torrey, and good luck in the future. Thank you for doing this.
Hey, thank you guys very much for having me. Anybody who's a friend of Commies is a friend of mine.
Oh, wow. There you go.
All right, we appreciate it, bud.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks, Max.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, Max Homa.
Imagine trying to win a skin or two, and that guy wheels up in a cart with his tour bag, and you're like, you just won on tour.
He just won at Torrey Pines.
Yeah, he's playing a
two days ago.
He's playing a skins game.
Yeah, and you know some guy showed up thinking like he's in the mood, he's feeling good.
Yeah,
yeah, we got Homa in our group.
Dude, those guys literally tee it though. It's not like a part time.
They're playing.
They're teeing it every day. Like Joel Damon, who plays on tour, a couple years ago, he missed the cut in Boston or something. He literally sent a tweet out. Does anybody want to play a $100 Nassau tomorrow? I'm in town. I don't want to play for ridiculous money, but I want to play a good course, and I want to play somebody for money.
Unreal.
It's crazy, eh? I was, when he said, "La, there's somebody that shot a 59, I was going to go, was it Patrick Reed? Or Trump?
It could have been Trump. It could have been Trump.
I wanted to make the joke, but I don't know if that would have fallen.
59, like, that's... Like, how many clubs around the world have 59 as a course record? Like, there can't be a ton. And that's a country club. Like, that's a great course.
What do you think the buzz
is? College kids, though, the way they play, I wouldn't be shocked if that was a college
kid. Well, Homa had it. Like, Homa shot 61 when he was at college.
Yeah. What do you think the buzz is about this Patrick Reed and the Zapruder tape or whatever
I mean, the whole scene, and you got to say...
He can't stop himself.
He can't.
It's just outrageous.
I was dying laughing. I must have watched that film.
I couldn't get the gist of what was on Twitter because I wasn't watching it live because I thought it was in a tree and he magically found it on the ground.
No. So my understanding is it was a drop situation because like if he found it and you're playing the wrong ball, that is a different level of cheat. Like you cannot play the wrong ball. You could because you'd have to identify the ball.
But he claimed he had an arrow on his ball or something.
Yeah, I know. And it didn't seem possible.
The smell test.
It didn't seem possible based on the fact that you look at the video and Brandel Chamblee did a full breakdown, a guy who was being sued by Patrick Reed, and watching the ball go directly into a tree, and then you can't see it anywhere else, then all of a sudden the guy's two trees up and hacking and whacking and taking a run at the green. I don't know. I mean, he ended up losing. Like, McIlroy shot 65 yesterday and just cruised.
Right.
Like, McIlroy, Rahm, Homa, all the PGA guys, they're the best guys.
Yeah.
Like, it just, they're the best guys. And PGA Tour's had no, like, even with LIV, they're going to create new stars. Homa's a guy that everyone knows about now.
Right.
You know, Tom Kim, Thigala's a guy who's always in the running week in, week out.
And tournaments like the one coming up, you said nobody's going to, Hazy. I'm still going to watch it.
Yeah, me too. Because it's Pebble. And they're still, like, Victor Hovland's there. Spieth is there. There are guys, like, AT&T guys, they're going to be there. They have to be there.
Right.
And it's still a decent field, but it's a great course. And then the week after that, they're at the Waste Management. That'll be a packed house. And then you got Riviera. Like, you got a ton of great tournaments coming up.
That's Homa. Well, if he's buddies with Kami, he might get in one.
Sounds like he had a big night on Saturday.
I could tell he was teeing it in between.
Oh, yeah.
I heard him hitting the ball.
Yeah, he's got
Sammy
earpods
Mitchell
on?
Was like... He was on the range. Sammy was on the range doing an interview with us, just beating pellets into the ground. I was like, hey, guys.
Ping.
Yeah.
Yeah. He, listen, that we're talking to a guy who's top 10 in the world, top 15 in the world. He's playing golf right now.
Yeah.
But that's pretty cool.
He never even thought twice about it. He's hitting, probably just nailing it.
Oh, yeah. He didn't lose strokes because he's talking to us.
Yeah. Taking money off some poor pigeon.
Yeah. That's the cap system, though, man. There's a chance there's a guy out there with a... If he's got his cap dialed in, he can take on Homa.
Not Duffy.
Homa's giving strokes.
Did somebody ask
Duffy? You're a four handicap? That's real. Because that guy's
you're getting
plus 11. Five.
He's probably a plus 7. Wouldn't every high pro be a plus 7? Like,
a lot of the tour guys that I play with in South Florida were just kind of auto plus 4s.
Okay.
But if you're a 2, you're getting 6 blows, and you can play pretty good golf.
Oh, yeah. If you're a 2, you can shoot a 70.
Oh, and if you're getting 2, 6 strokes, you can shoot 68 and you squash them.
Yeah, you could.
But they can also shoot 65 and crush your soul.
Right.
Which they do a lot.
Did you confirm with Duffy what he claims that he is or whatever?
I'm telling you, people at King's Riding are saying that Duffy tells them that he's a 2 handicap and he gets rinsed every Saturday. It's the worst thing to do.
It's
Why would
shame.
You want a vanity cap like that?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense. I don't know why anyone would want to do that. All right, we'll come back with our best bets brought to you by FanDuel. Bo Horvat is a New York Islander. We'll cap that. And the Raptors are in action tonight. They're in Phoenix. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on the TSN app.